just welcome everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is paperless grassroots outreach. This training is going to provide advice on how to transition to paperless constituent messaging, like generating calls, tweets, and online letters during outreach events, especially as tabling, presentations, and film screenings present themselves in the months leading up to Earth Day for all of us. So you listening in might want to try this in your own chapter, especially if you're in a large metro area, or if you conduct outreach at large-scale events and where you're likely to collect letters from many districts or states. And with that, what I'd love to acknowledge that there is a lot of hands that went into making tonight's training recommendations work. I know especially a big thanks to Todd Elvins and the many, many group leaders and tabling volunteers that he spoke with over the last half year. I know that he had about 24 interviews to have feedback and shared experiences and recommendations, of which we've distilled a lot of that into the slides and the training page that you can benefit from tonight. And specifically, tonight we're going to feature the voice and the experience of three of our group leaders and liaisons from throughout CCL's network. We're going to feature the wonderful Jess Wilbur, who is our Great Lakes Regional Fellow with the higher ed team and the Oberlin College campus leader. We're going to feature Bill Marshall, CCL's liaison in Florida St. Petersburg. And we're going to feature Sam Adams, one of the leaders in Tallahassee with CCL's chapter there, as well as the liaison for Representative Lawson and the newly anointed Florida State co-coordinator. So with that, let me also just share, if we've done our jobs well, at the end of tonight's training, all of us will be walking away with the following three main learning goals, really understanding a bit more behind the thought process, why Citizens Climate Lobby is striving to move towards a more paperless direction in the year ahead. Also really gaining some more awareness and experiences from those that we're going to hear from on the line here about tools that will really help us in this transition process, and also highlight really what action steps you with your chapter can take towards moving towards this effective paperless outreach. So we'll have really three straight topics with that. We're going to talk more about paperless advantages. We're going to then talk about the process of how to actually go paperless. And then we'll really feature CCL's online action tools and how to incorporate them into your own outreach. So with that, let's just talk first and foremost about paperless advantages. I'm going to actually let Bill Marshall do most of the talking here because he does it so well and is such a wonderful advocate for this. But I will just highlight to begin with a little bit of a context. So all of us know, due to the many benefits that come with having authentic constituent messaging, we have done this so well at CCL that we've actually created the challenge for ourselves. And we are moving in an online direction, especially in metro chapters, especially this year, to start trying out paperless constituent messaging for a lot of reasons that we'll highlight tonight. One example is last year's June conference. We had over 50 volunteer attendees give their time, dozens of hours to really help accept and file over 33,000 papered constituent letters and distribute those folders to lobby meeting leaders for their delivery on lobby day. And if you think about it and you step back for a moment, it would be better for the environment. We've heard from congressional staffers, it would be easier on their processing. It's easier for conference attendees and those volunteers at the tabling. If we transition 50% of those, that's our kind of short-term goal, so about half to online messages delivered over the internet in 2020. And one of the exciting things that we wanted to announce on tonight's training for the first time is we do have a new resource, a printout here, that basically is going to help with outreach events. I know that a lot of groups already have created their own, but you can see it featured here on the slide as well. It's basically an online action tool handout that you're welcome to use and include in your own tabling or outreach materials, wherever you might have, for quick access and highlighting all of the different ways that people can jump right in during their experience with you. But without further ado, I'll get out of the way and make sure that people that are actually in the field doing this and leveraging all of the success that paperless entails can tell their own stories here. And I know Bill's on the line here tonight, but here is a distilled interview with he and I that we had just earlier this week.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Marshall from St. Petersburg, Florida. what got me here to talk a little bit about electronic constituent forms, which I have come to love with a passion. And I think the easiest way to talk about them is to just kind of list off a bunch of advantages of them that I see versus paper forms. And this is coming from a man who has collected probably in his lifetime about 3,500 paper forms. And on one occasion early in my lobbying days, hauled about 1,500 of them around to a late day meeting. And that has really made me an advocate for electronic. Okay, so let's start off with the first point, no paper. And it also means no photocopies that you have to make and pay for at Office Depot at 8 cents a copy, but it still you're able to deliver large quantities. I think the other thing to think about is electronic communication is instantaneous with the office. There is no 6 month, 3 month, 2 month delay. It causes the flow of comments from constituents to come in at a steady rate into the office rather than in big quantities all at once. And that both makes it easier for the offices to classify. I think most offices read their email and dump it into a bucket list of 10 or 20 categories. And the more they're getting about climate change electronically, the easier it is to put them into that category. So I think that in itself is a big advantage as well. And when I think about the complication that we now have with HR 763 and hopefully some future bill, we now have to worry about, are we communicating with people who have already endorsed or are we not, which is complicated. And that brings me to another thing about paper. You have to carry it around with you if you're going to use it, or you're limited to using it only at a tabling event. And the advantage of doing things electronically on a phone, which is pretty much what I use exclusively, you can do it anywhere, anytime, 365 days out of the year, and you can do it when you're away from your home district. My personal goal has become to get as a minimum 250 constituent letters a year, apart from any tabling or formal presentations that we might be doing as a chapter. And the way I do that is by engaging with just normal people. Anybody, any random person who has, I think, has the slightest interest in climate change. And I like to think about it, if we could just get 1,000 people at CCL to sort of commit to trying to do that, we could generate a 250,000 letters, this extra 250,000. And in last June, when at a restaurant having dinner, I can't remember before, on one of the nights of the conference, I said, Sam, this technique I showed you before, I just want to show you how it works, how I'm making these 250 letters a year. And at the end of the meal, the waitress came up and said, is everything fine? I said, well, yeah, everything's fine, but are you concerned about climate change? And she said, well, yeah, sort of. And we explained to her briefly what climate change was about and why it was important that she be concerned about it. And I said, would you like to do anything? And she said, well, I don't know what I can do. And I said, well, here, let me show you how you can write a letter right on my phone. And she did. And we left her a big tip. But anyway, that's what I do all the time. And since we know that 75 or 71% of the population thinks climate change is happening, there's an opportunity at every, practically every interaction with a human being. Well, in a tabling environment, I think it frees you up to talk to more people, because often the way I table is I don't sit at the table patiently waiting for someone to walk up. I go out and ask people if they're worried about climate change and they want to do something about it. And sometimes they're together with two or three people and they all want to do something at the same time. So the electronic means that they can all pull out their phones and I can handle three people at once. Whereas if I was doing it with a clipboard, I'm kind of limited to one, and then they get bored and they want to move on or whatever may happen. So in that sense, I think it is better and easier to use electronic means and more efficient from everybody's point of view. It doesn't matter whether they use their own phone, and I guess in some ways it helps because they don't walk off with yours by accident. Once you've done it a few times with somebody, you pretty much have an idea of where they are and if they're getting stuck, and you can then intervene very easily.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that, Bill. And just as a quick recap here, here's some great advantages of really being able to think about as your chapter how you can begin that transition to going paperless. So our online action tools, and again, we'll put links to that if you've just joined here in the chat again in a bit, are automatically determining if a legislator has been able to co-sponsor the bill or not, and then customize those messages accordingly. Those online messages are also then easily sent and delivered to the congressional office, no matter where the constituent happens to be when they send it, not having to coordinate across districts or states. And it's often nice to see that immediate acknowledgement from the congressional office if they've submitted, you know, with our Right to Congress tool, for example, that their message has been received and processed. We know that going paperless can be cost effective. It's more sustainable with less waste generated. Those online tools also send messages to the senators, so you don't need to make photocopies. CCL volunteers and congressional aides are not in a position, as we'll hear from a little bit more in a little bit, to have to decipher scrawled handwritten letters that are addresses, you know, emails or phone numbers. And it really helps you engage as many people as possible that each have their own smartphone or device to connect with, rather than scrambling to have to find as many clipboards or paper forms that, you know, have people present at once. Messages are also delivered online with that steady drumbeat that Bill highlighted, rather than all at once in a big dump of a paper pile. And those message authors are then easily streamlined into being entered into our own database, as well as that congressional offices, and automatically entered in so that the work that is done in having to type those details is circumvented. And obviously as well, when those messages are auto-entered, there's no need for you to file a field report. So it also makes our roles as group leaders or field reporters a lot more smooth. And I think another key area that Sam is also going to highlight here a little bit more again is that when asked, congressional staffers, when we have asked and engaged them on this, continue to highlight that they actually prefer letters submitted via an online contact form because that contact information is automatically added to their database as well. One other thing I wanted to highlight here before we get into the process of how to begin going paperless with your chapter is just this idea of what we're moving towards. So currently, we know that state coordinators, group leaders, you know, we receive a monthly report in an email that includes a summary of all of the different actions that have taken place in our chapter or our state or our region, and that includes those that are taken from our online action tools. So that's once a month. And, you know, at this point, it's easy for you to have access, or if you're curious and you don't have access, to ask your group leader or the impact, you know, the state coordinator that your impact is having. We also want to highlight this, though. You know, people ask especially for the more immediate feedback. You know, how do we know how many paperless messages were delivered in your district at that one event? And I think an exciting announcement to be had is that CCL is planning to launch a new tool later this year that's going to allow all of us as volunteers to more easily generate activity reports that shows the number of messages, that's letters that are sent, you know, electronically, calls that are made, tweets that are delivered online to their members of Congress in a live time display, and really be able to enable volunteers to celebrate their success on their own schedule. So that's a big thing I also wanted to acknowledge with a roadmap ahead for the year with this transition. But let's actually hear from Sam a little bit more. This next section, just to, I guess, back up a little bit, is now that we've highlighted and really started to think through a lot of the advantages that can come with going paperless, what's the process look like for day-to-day chapter in really achieving this? Sam's going to walk us through what it's like in Tallahassee, and then we'll give a couple of other recommendations that have been compiled from throughout the field. But I'll pass the floor here to Sam, and he can take.
We've been tabling for several years, and as the people have become more and more aware of climate change, we've been getting more and more papers signed by people that we meet when we table. For example, 2 years ago at a Lemoyne Art Festival where they have 50,000 people come through in Tallahassee, we had like 50 people sign the letters to Congress. And back then, it was a very simple thing. Dear member of Congress, would you please support carbon fee and dividend? And that was very simple, and it would work for everybody. And then the next year, it was a pretty simple, the same thing, but we ended up with 300 signatures, which was a very massive undertaking to look up every email address. A large portion of them were unreadable. And it was very frustrating. And of course, you could take each one and try a different permutations of the email address, but at 300, no, we had teams that we worked on, and it was just like horrible. But we did it, and I ended up taking 800 letters when we went to Congress, and 300 of them were for my district. So, you know, it was really great. With this web form, when you get to members of Congress, their staff likes to have it as an email rather than paper. So think in terms of what's good for them too. And you know, sometimes when we brought it in there, it says, oh yeah, we'll have an intern do it, it's okay. And then we bring a lot, and then we ask them, would you rather have this as an email or more paper? Oh, email, please. Okay, now what are the benefits we see? The CCL web form verifies the voter address and connects them with a proper representative. You tell me what one piece of paper works for all them. One for their representative, one for Rubio, and one for Scott. How many pieces of paper do we need? And if we have multiple pieces of paper and we ask the voter to fill them out, no, they're not going to fill out three different pieces of paper. They would walk away. We would lose them. The web form captures the voter's email address much more accurately. And the CCO web form automatically does a field report. That's a big deal, guys, as you know. And how do we overcome pushback on this method? Anytime you do anything new, there's going to be pushback. And my chapter's not immune to that. And even some of our best workers, oh, I don't want to do that. Why can't we go back to paper? And so what we do is they actually like to be empowered, which is what CCL does, empowers people, ourselves too. And so we actually, at the meeting, every meeting we've had for the past 3 months, we've actually taken the time to get our cell phones out or get our computers out and actually use this web form to send. And so it trains the volunteers to use it and gets them comfortable with it. So what's not to like? Well, it's mostly giving the time back to handling all of that paper. And it really is, even though you get to have a paper party and things like that, it's still not the same. It is good to have the paper in your hands. I'm an old school guy. I'd rather do it with paper than, you know, you can touch it and feel it. But when you have to handle hundreds of that, you know, 20 is great. Oh, if we only had 20, you know, we wouldn't get anywhere, but it would be really easy to handle 20 pieces of paper. 150, 300, no, it's just, That's one of the things. So it frees up the time to plan other cool things, and it's time and accuracy. Don't discount the accuracy. We use the same tabling mechanisms that we did before. We have a table, we have a tent, or a canopy. We have a nice banner. We have us, the people. And we may even still have a printed handout that might explain something about carbon fee and dividend. Or HR 763. But we do try to have a computer connected for older voters who are not so familiar with using their own cell phone. We would do it with a cell phone. We can do it on our cell phone with them. But if they're more comfortable with a computer, we have a computer to sit down and have a real keyboard. That does help. We get a good portion to do that. We definitely actively engage passersby. That's the key to all of this.
All right. Appreciate your humor just levity with this topic too, Sam. So if you are preparing to go paperless, you're listening in, you're starting to think through, this is something we've never done as a group, but how can we really begin to make this process work? Start thinking about the following steps, I guess. So are you preparing to collect paperless messages at an outreach event? As you think through that, when engaging someone at that event, making them to ask, you know, or asking them to make a small action right then and there is really the best way for immediate engagement and really show how easy it is to exercise their own political will, as both of our stories have attested to and our next one will as well. If attendees are reluctant to share their name or their address, explain the background behind congressional offices requiring that information to ensure that the messages are from constituents and that there is a checkbox in all of these tools where you can make sure if they do not want to receive communication from CCL or to be added to our local roster, they can uncheck that as well and make sure that that is not happening after they complete the form action. And also, I think it's also key to just be able to practice ahead of the event in your own comforting, you know, in the comfort of your own home or wherever you might be leading up to getting ready for the event, so that you don't run into problems when you're live explaining it to others, and to really allow that extra time to resolve any connectivity issues as you're getting set up, you know, before the actual event begins, to test out the online action tools if you are using an actual hotspot, which we'll get into in just a bit. You also want to make sure to think about what kind of electronic equipment you're bringing. With smartphones, tablets, laptops, you name it, most of the recommendations out there in the field are to empower people to use their own phones. They can use the device that they're most familiar with. Obviously, many of us are going to be happy to send a message from our own phone if we do have a smartphone, and especially if we get the support of being shown how to. You can also use your own phone or whatever device you might bring to the event with you. And really just the chance to sit them down or stand side by side with them to walk through how they can use any of these tools to generate a communicated message to Congress is key. It's an advantage in that the attendee does that immediate simple action and that they also have the chance then to learn how to repeat to do that on their own, especially with some of our tools like the monthly calling campaign that can plug them into an auto-generated every month action situation. And on that note of connecting with the internet, you want to think through, again, if you're going to be at an event that does have access to public Wi-Fi, connect your devices to that and really be able to find out what that login is going to be ahead of time and before the event begins. Now, for many of us, a lot of the events that we're a part of don't have Wi-Fi, and that's entirely all right, especially with any of the tools that we've highlighted. You can easily use your data plan for the phone or the phone of the user. And again, if you are also at a place where you'd like to set up a computer, you can also think through the option of hotspotting that device to the phone that you have that actually has a data plan. You do want to make sure that your smartphone account has a big enough allotment for mobile data, but you can easily do that often through the settings on your phone or under network, and even make sure to set a simple password so other people can't hop on there. If anyone does have any questions about hotspotting, we can field those again in the Q&A discussion, but just go to think through about how you're gonna connect online as you get to preparing for your events. So let's think lastly, before we go to Q&A, about using our own action tools and what those look like. You can find this and use this to help out with your own outreach events. And all of these four action tools are short links that people can easily enter on into their own search, you know, with whatever internet browser they have on their smartphone, and easily be able to instantly write Congress, for example. You can show attendees how to generate a message from their own smartphone at cclusa.org/write. And after they enter that address, the tool is going to provide them an example message and encourage attendees to really also customize that message before sending it. The same thing with calling Congress, and the same thing with tweeting Congress. And the key thing again is that people can decline to be added to that mailing list by unchecking any of the forms. They have a box where if they've unchecked that, people won't join the CCL mailing list, but they'll be able to still take that action. So to get a perspective from digital natives and people that have been doing online actions since the day they were born, I'd love to also uplift the voice and the leadership of Jess Wilbur and the Oberlin campus.
Oftentimes during tabling sessions and other outreach events, we're met with people who claim that they simply do not have the time to make the action we're asking them to. It could be that they don't have 5 minutes to stop and write a letter to their member of Congress about why they think climate change is important. Or they could simply feel that they don't know what to say. Leading them into the session by asking them if they care about climate change is incredibly loaded. 9 times out of 10, the person will care about climate change and carry some amount of concern or anxiety around the issue. Thus, if they genuinely do not have 5 minutes to spare or feel inadequate in making the action, they probably won't want to come back when they do have more time or confidence. You have inadvertently made them feel guilty, and nobody wants to feel that way. Here is a solution that has worked well for us at Oberlin College: paperless grassroots outreach. CCL has already done a wonderful job making toolkits for members and non-members alike. The calling toolkits, emailing toolkits, and tweeting toolkits. However, some people may have difficulty accessing these resources. So here's how we've made them more accessible. These simple sheets of paper can demonstrate to people how quick and painless voicing their concerns about climate change can be. The following clip was made to show you how to use these resources in action. I approached a student in my dining hall who was studying, and when I told them that they could spare 30 seconds to tweet their members of Congress, they were shocked. So I explained how to use the sheet and demonstrated just how quick and easy it really is.
It takes 30 seconds. What do you mean?
Well, you can use this sheet of paper right here. You can simply use the URL provided below. You can either call, tweet, or email your member of Congress.
I do want to admit that the person that I approached was another member of the CCL chapter, so they knew exactly what the video was for. And don't worry, I got their consent to film. So back to you, Brett.
All right. Thank you, Jess, for that fun and playful way of highlighting how simple and easy it can be on campus or wherever you might be with your group. So I've got 3 final slides here, and then we'll go to the phones for the rest of the hour here for questions, suggestions, and group share for people and their suggestions, what's been working well for them. But again, you want to start thinking through the importance of helping others really find and use CCL's action tools. And here are some of those tips on where you can do that and how you can show attendees or table visitors with whatever event you might be to use our tools. You know, if they're uncomfortable using a small device, you can have that highlighted again, as Sam showed, with a laptop or a tablet. You can help attendees type that URL into their own smartphone browser or use yours as you are comfortable, again, entering their contact information in yours. Especially wherever and however you're entering that information, encourage them to personalize their message to make sure that their own opinion and voice is captured with that communication.
And I think the importance of customization can't be overstated enough. We know that congressional offices look for personalization in the online forms that they receive, both as proof that people aren't just mindlessly clicking a form letter to send to them, but also so that they can gain insight and share with others in their own network and purview, whether that's on the trail or in Congress, to really help put a face to the name of how climate impacts are already facing all of us. And this advice really comes from one of our group leaders in CCL Washington, D.C.'s chapter, Debbie Chang. She helps coach her volunteers to work with people as they pass by to really take a moment to reflect and tell their own story in our online action tools so that they can express why climate action matters to them personally, whether it's from a health perspective or an economic frame with their own livelihood, or just really emphasizing the importance of their own family care and intergenerational values. Whatever it might be, taking the time to really coach those people that you work with to make sure that their story shines in the submission that they send to Congress will help guarantee that Congress takes note and doesn't treat it as another form letter.
And one other thing that's a quick, simple way to use text, actually, that a lot of people aren't aware of: if attendees essentially text these 3 words, the same 3 that are on that action tool handout, call, write, or tweet, to our join number, they'll actually receive a link to the Take Action tool as well that way. So again, that number is 619-675-7507, and that's another easy way that people can join CCL as well as get connected to any of those action tools. And with that, I think it's also just key to think through how you can not only use these online tools, but then bolster your efforts with social media as an additional multiplier. So if you bring a CCL post or a backdrop to your event, obviously you can invite people to take selfies in front of it. I know there's some great examples of those on the line that do a lot of climate selfies with their tabling outreach. And then asking them to post or share their photo on social media and tag their own representative and senators with their social media handles and our own hashtag of hashtag grassroots climate. It's very easy, very quick way to amplify the impact outside of whatever action they've taken with one of those tools. And again, if attendees don't know their member of Congress, they can also look them up by entering their address with our tools as well. So it's another benefit of using them. A couple of recommendations with posting photos. If you are using a lot of photos from multiple event attendees from your own smartphone, you can collect all of those groups of photos into one big post so you don't overwhelm the congressional office from that one social media handle and feel like you're just spamming them. And we also want to be mindful that we don't include minors in photos. So they can do that from their own handles and participate using their own mobile device, but we are not recommending doing that for our own liability coverage. And then lastly, if people don't know this, along with those actions that I highlighted, another small action that attendees can do right off the bat is actually just signing up to join CCL. So we already have a great text to join CCL sign that a lot of groups use for their outreach events. And again, that's just a big sign that shows text to join with the simple, you know, phone number 619-675-7507. But they can also join with the short link CCLUSA/join. And as we all know, be alerted to take actions and sign up for our weekly info session or our ongoing weekly briefings. And if you do have any questions, suggestions, follow-up, you name it, I'm always available. My email is listed here, along with where you can share your wisdom after you've started trying this in your own groups on our forums. So please feel free to go onto community and reach out and engage or see what other people are recommending or just share what best practices you found out as you get out there and really engage in this too. So hopefully you found tonight's training useful and empowering and also just helping us get out of our comfort zones if this is a first-time consideration for you. But really, really appreciate everyone for joining us tonight. And at this point, I just want to make sure to acknowledge all the hard work that people have put in to really helping us learn and get ready for this overall as an overall organization.
Great presentation, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great webinar.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.